Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For foreigners seeking to work in the U.S., there's an annual April ritual. Every year, thousands of foreigners apply for coveted H-1B work visas. The quota is reached in a matter of days, and then applicants hope to win a visa lottery. This month marked a milestone of sorts. Federal immigration authorities received more than 200,000 applications for the high-skilled worker visas, breaking all previous records. Here in Massachusetts, there's an experiment underway to try and work around that system. The trailblazing Global Entrepreneur in Residence program was cut from this year's state budget halfway through the fiscal year, but it could be back in the next budget. WBUR's Asma Khalid explains how it works.
The Entrepreneur in Residence program was the brainchild of Boston venture capitalist Jeff Busgang.
The catalyst was when the immigration reform efforts in Washington failed. In the meantime, we're in a race for talent.
Busgang's idea links up foreign entrepreneurs with a local university.
If you volunteer 5 to 10 hours a week where you're mentoring students, teaching, what have you, you can then be officially affiliated with that university.
And that affiliation is key.
By being tied to a university, you are in effect given a free pass.
It's a little-known loophole in the H-1B visa process. Universities are exempt from the quota. So once you've gotten that H-1B visa, you're free to stay in the country and work on your startup. For Busgang, this is more than a public policy question. It's personal.
I teach at Harvard Business School, and at the end of my class, I would have all of these incredibly brilliant students come up to me and tell me about their startups that they were working on, and yet they couldn't stay.
One of those students is 31-year-old Brian O'Connell from Ireland. He's a guy who dresses like many Silicon Valley entrepreneurs, a casual button-down shirt and sneakers. O'Connell had wanted to snag an H-1B visa and use it to start a company in the American healthcare sector.
The plan had been to build a company in the U.S. Specifically, I was thinking the Bay Area at the time, but, you know, the visa system intervened. So I ended up actually just moving back to Ireland for a while.
Then O'Connell saw a tweet from his old Harvard professor, Jeff Busgang, about this entrepreneur-in-residence program. With state funding, UMass Boston agreed to sponsor O'Connell's visa, and within weeks, he was back in the U.S. He's now one of the first two people who've gone through this pilot program.
So, yeah, thanks for having me. Happy to answer any questions.
All right. Good.
Some days, like this one, O'Connell guest lectures in business classes. Part of the deal is that he works out of the Venture Development Center at UMass Boston, mentoring and whatnot for a few hours a week. It's one of the lowest-paying jobs O'Connell says he's ever had, but he doesn't mind. He gets a visa and the chance to launch his company, which he's doing. It's called FirstLine, a sort of online doctor's office on demand.
So for minor illness treatments or simple prescriptions, consumers can text or video chat with a doctor and be immediately put in contact and have a prescription sent to their local pharmacy.
Already, O'Connell has two full-time employees. He wants to move them here and base his company in Massachusetts. O'Connell is sort of shy, but blunt. And he admits that if it weren't for his visa situation, his startup would likely live entirely in California.
You know, I like Boston, spend a lot of time here, went to school here. But the visa played a huge role.
And Jeff Busgang knows that.
These entrepreneurs, they're going to start these companies no matter what. They're just going to do them outside of the U.S. or outside of the state if we don't put something in place like this to attract them and retain them.
Governor Baker has budgeted $100,000, which would put about 5 more people through the program next year. Without government funding, the program could theoretically go on with private money. But Busgang prefers the state's stamp of approval to send a signal that this is a totally legal workaround. Lawmakers are still debating the budget, so the financial future of this program is unclear. And while Massachusetts tries to figure it out, a bunch of other states are already trying to copy the program. Just last month, Colorado announced a nearly identical scheme. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.